In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 179, Blessed Objects of Devotion. The illustration has some scapulars, medals, and a couple of ladies wearing dresses. I'll just read the caption. I think we'll summarize it best. The illustration 1 shows a girl wearing a blessed dress of Our Lady of Lourdes. It is white with a blue sash tied in front. 2 shows one wearing the blessed dress of Our Lady Mary, Help of Christians. It is coral pink with a powder blue sash tied in a bow at the left side. All blessed dresses must be modest with long sleeves and closed necklines. The illustration 3 is the scapular of Our Lady of Carmel. After being imposed, it may be substituted by a properly blessed scapular medal. 4 shows the two faces of the miraculous medal. Our Lady herself revealed the design for it. Which are the blessed objects of devotion most used by Catholics? The blessed objects of devotion most used by Catholics are holy water, candles, ashes, palms, crucifixes, images of Our Lord, of the Blessed Virgin, and of the saints, medals, rosaries, and scapulars. The blessing given by the Church makes holy water of special efficacy. We should always make the sign of the cross whenever possible with holy water. By it, we would gain 100 days indulgence. Holy water is placed at the doors of all churches and chapels for us to use when we go in and out. We should also have it at the doors of all our rooms and our homes. Holy water is used in many blessings of the Church, for the dead, for the consecration of churches, etc. Candles are used in the Church as much as holy water. They stand for Christ, the light of the world. Candles are blessed on the Feast of the Purification, or Candlemas Day, in memory of Holy Simeon's words calling Christ the light of revelation to the Gentiles, from St. Luke chapter 2, verse 32. Candles are an enduring prayer, raising their appeal to heaven in our behalf. When we burn candles by the corpses or graves of our dead, we pray that they may be admitted soon into the light of heaven, the sight of God. We burn candles before images of the saints as a symbol of the virtues with which they were endowed and as a supplication for help through their intercession. The candle lighted at our baptism denotes the light of the Holy Ghost, which we then receive, and recalls the words of Christ, "So let your light shine before men, in order that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. On the altar, the candles signify the presence of Christ, the light of the world, who comes down on it at the consecration. Ashes are blessed on Ash Wednesday and marked on the foreheads of the faithful to remind them of the words of God to Adam, quote, "In the sweat of thy brow thou shalt eat bread, until thou return to the earth from which thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return." Genesis chapter 3. In crossing our foreheads with ashes on Ash Wednesday, the priest says, "Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return." Palms are blessed on the Sunday preceding the Feast of Easter in commemoration of the entry of our Lord into Jerusalem before his Passion, when he was received with joy and acclaimed with hosannas. During the blessing of the palms, the priest prays that those who receive and keep them may be preserved from sin and danger. It is customary to hang up in some part of our homes the blessed palms we receive on Palm Sunday. The palm is a symbol of victory over sin, of triumphal entry into heaven. No church, altar, cemetery, or Catholic institution is without the cross or crucifix. No home should be without it. No Catholic dies without the crucifix, and no one should live without carrying it somewhere on his person. When we look at it, we remember the infinite love of God for us. With the cross of Christ, he proved this love. The most commonly worn medals are the scapular medals and the miraculous medal. The scapular medals are substitutes for the cloth scapulars. The miraculous medal was revealed by Our Lady to Sister Catherine Laboure, a sister of charity. The Blessed Virgin appears to her in the posture now shown on the medal, with the ejaculation, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Around her, the Blessed Virgin bade Sister Catherine have a medal made according to that model, promising those who should wear it great blessings. The reverse of the medal, has also revealed by Our Lady, has the letter M surmounted by a cross, the two sacred hearts of Jesus and Mary, and 12 stars. The many cures, temporal blessings, and spiritual graces received in a few years by those who first wore the medal caused it to be known as the Miraculous Medal. The Feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal is celebrated on November 27th. Most commonly worn scapulars are the brown scapular and the blue scapular. The brown scapular is the badge of the Confraternity of Carmel. The members are supposed to say the office, but for lay people this may be changed to 3 Hail Marys, which may be part of their daily prayers. Only priests with the proper faculties can impose the brown scapular. In the year 1250, the Blessed Virgin appeared to Saint Simon Stock, then general of the Carmelite order. She gave him a scapular, promising that everyone who wore it and lived piously should escape damnation, should have her protection in all dangers, and should quickly be released from purgatory. The original scapular was designed to hang over the head in front and behind, as many religious still wear it, forming part of their habit. The blue scapular is a devotion in honor of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. It requires the wearers to live a life of chastity according to their state, to pray for the conversion of sinners. There are, besides other scapulars, as those of the 7 Dolors, of the Holy Trinity, and of the Passion. All these 5 scapulars may be substituted by a properly blessed medal, one face of which has the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the other face Our Lady's image under whatever title. The medal can substitute only after the cloth scapular has been imposed. An Agnus Dei is a disc of white wax stamped with the image of a lamb and cross standing for Christ. It is solemnly blessed by the Pope and distributed in Rome on the Saturday after Easter. Formerly, the Agnus Dei was given only to newly baptized who carried it on their persons in honor of the Lamb of God. The most commonly used blessed dresses are those in honor of Our Lady of Lourdes, of Our Lady of Sorrows, of the Immaculate Conception, of Carmel, of Mary Help of Christians, of Saint Anthony, and of Saint Joseph. These dresses are worn as a promise or to obtain some special favor. Their use is not binding under pain of sin. Although these blessed dresses are not exactly in the height of fashion, still their use should be encouraged as a reminder to our girls to dress modestly always. Everyone should be a member of this legion of modesty. The formula for blessing a dress is in the Roman ritual, Benedictio Vestis et Cingoli. Even if one who has promised to wear a blessed dress fails to fulfill her promise, she commits no sin. She merely loses the graces that otherwise she would have received by the faithful fulfillment of her promise. That concludes our reading. Do we have any questions or comments?
Yes, Your Excellency, I've never even heard of blessed dresses.
This is the first time I've heard of them as well. But I do know that the priest can bless everything. Anything that we use can be blessed, but I've never heard of special dresses for these occasions as described in this chapter, this lesson.
Very interesting.
And I'm not sure exactly what the scapular medal looks like. Is that the same as the miraculous medal, or is it different? I wasn't quite sure by the reading here. So there's a lot of things that I'm unaware of. I guess I have never really been involved in all of these things since I entered the Franciscan Order, I guess relatively young. And so we didn't have an opportunity for this. I have read of the Agnus Dei, and it's really a tragedy, I guess, that we are in a state of sede vacante, and we don't really have a true pope to pass out the Agnus Dei. So I guess that is off the table for us. I have enrolled people in the five scapulars, devotion, and it appears, at least from this writing, that also can be substituted with a medal. So it really seems the Church has gone out of her way to provide us with opportunities to gain indulgences, blessings, various graces. And as it pointed out there with the dresses, those who wear them can gain the indulgences or the blessings, but there is no sin if you fail to wear them for whatever reason. You just will not be receiving the graces that are attached to the use of the blessed objects.
So would that mean that they would wear those blessed dresses like all the time?
I would not think so. I would think maybe, you know, to go to church or a special occasion. From my reading there, it seems that they would make a promise to wear the dress or receive a special grace from God, that they promise that I'll wear this dress, you know, on every Sunday to Mass or whatever occasion. So you can make such a promise, but again, that promise is not binding under sin.
Okay. Thank you. That makes more sense.
Well, we have nothing else. We can end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.